rehearsal one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
This is for them rough days, when you feel like giving up days. That's right. Here's a little something, put a smile on your face. Come on. And reminisce.
That's right.
Good morning, beautiful day. We're just trying to get things going. We want you to sit back and relax as we try to get things going. It's been one of those kind of mornings, and we're just doing what we have to do to get it done. This is Andrew Wiggum sitting in for Cheryl. And, you know, we're going to make this thing happen this morning. Cheryl's taking a little break this morning, and we're just trying to get signed on the air. Having a few difficulties, but you know what? That's what makes radio all that in a bag of chips. Again, this is Andrew Wiggum sitting in for Cheryl Smith. Welcome to Andrew's World this morning. As always, I want you to read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are in the world. And right here in good old Dallas, Texas, we have the iMessenger, which is iMessenger Enterprises, which comprised of the iMessenger, which is an online magazine weekly, and you can go to that, as well as going to the Garland Journal and Texas Metro News, all under the iMessenger Enterprises. So much is going on, and we'll, again, apologize for what's going on, but we're going to rock and sock this next hour out of the way and give you what you've been looking for as far as the show. First of all, hoping everyone is enjoying their Labor Day weekend. Tomorrow actually is Labor Day, and we want to make sure that you guys have a safe holiday, wherever you may be, and that you have safe travels back home. There's so much going on, and I want to say hello to so many different people, and we'll get that in as time goes on. So just sit back and relax. A lot's going on, especially with this black college sports. You know what? I'm going to try to go through it as quickly as I can and just let you know. Boy, we took a beat on yesterday. And a lot of schools got paid. We've always said that. They get pimped this time of year. And some of the monies are going to help the programs get a little stronger. But at what expense are you beating down the character of our young men when they play these top schools? And you just don't know what you're going to get in. But, however, we're going to give you a couple of scores, and that's going to be quite interesting when I read these off, or how we did, how the schools completed this week. And we'll do everything. A lot of it was on TV, which was good. And what you can do, you guys, if you go to ESPN and look at Watch TV, a lot of the games can be played, and then you can be seen. And then you can find your cable or dish or whatever the case, their provider. And then you can sign in on your number or your password. And then you'll be able to access all those games. So it was good just seeing some HBCUs on TV yesterday, which was remarkable. The week started out with good old Alcorn, the Braves of Alcorn, losing to Georgia Tech 69-0 in a traditional game by Clark, Atlanta, and Tuskegee Blacks. Clark, Atlanta 26-0. In the Battle of Pennsylvania's, the Battle of the Old School, literally, two of the oldest HBCUs at Lincoln, PA over Cheney 29-22. Bowie State is victorious over Merrimack 35-32. Virginia State plays at home against California, PA, and they lose 35-16. Brevard and Virginia Union, 35-21, with Virginia Union on top, the Pride of Richmond. All right, here we go. I hate to put it like this, but you know, I just keep it real. Out in Colorado at the Air Force Academy, you had the Bears of Morgan State fall to the Air Force Academy, 63-7. We had Rutgers defeated Norfolk State, 63-13. Concordia Selma loses to Lane College, 17-14. Lincoln of Missouri defeats Langston, 35-32. Colorado State big over Savannah State, 65-13. Cal Berkeley over Grambling, 73-14. Appalachian State over on the Bison of Howard University, 49-0. Livingstone over Benedict, which can be seen on a spire yesterday, 49-6. Cincinnati defeats Alabama A&M, 52-10. Louisiana Tech over Southern in Louisiana, 62-15. Little Tennessee State over Jackson State, 70-14. West Alabama big over Stillman College, 52-9. Elizabeth City State over Virginia Lynchburg, 71-0. Cowan over Fayetteville State, 41-31. Hampton defeats Kentucky State, 35-20. Wingate University over Johnson C. Smith, 14-0. Miami of Florida over Bethune-Cookman, 45-0. North Carolina A&T, one of the favorites for the MEAC, over Shaw, 61-7. North Carolina Central over St. Augustine's big, 72-0. New Mexico over Mississippi Valley State, 66-0. Albany State and Valdosta State in the, I guess, the battle off 84, with Valdosta State defeating Albany State 21-13. Liberty over Delaware State 32-13. Mississippi College big over Texas College 61-6. Morehouse big over Edward Waters 51-7. South Florida playing Florida A&M. Big game down in Tampa, where the alumni is trying to get things together, the band, and that was another game that was featured on ESPN3. So we know the Rattlers up 3-0, and that's probably how it ended. Prairie View in the tangle of the I-10 corridor. Prairie View defeats Texas Southern 38-11. Then today, action, you have the SWAC versus the MEAC. The Bulldogs of South Carolina State against the Golden Lions of Arkansas Pine Bluff. It's to be played about 3:30 Eastern Time, 2:30 Central Time. Look at your local listings. Another game today, North Alabama and Miles in Birmingham, going to be played at 6 o'clock Central Time. It's called the Labor Day Golden Classic. And in Nashville, you have Alabama State and Tennessee State at 6 o'clock Central Time. Don't forget, as always, we'll cover the games throughout the year. And we want you to call and find out or let us know what's going on with the best band in the land. You can email us at hbcudfw@yahoo.com. It's hbcudfw@yahoo.com. Get your votes in there and let us know who's the top band in the land. So much is going on, and I'm trying to get myself together. Had a long evening. Want to say hello to my good friends at the VA hospital. I see that a few of them are listening this morning. Cassandra from Virginia is visiting with Sister Shirley, Cynthia, Toya, and Nikki, and all the guys that were over there on yesterday. Thank you so much for the hospitality, and hope to see you soon. But that's what it's all about on Labor Day, friends getting together, reminiscing what I enjoyed yesterday. If you ever know me, when I play cards or dominoes, I'm very competitive. I don't waste any energy on the extra talk, which is part of the fabric of playing dominoes and spades. You know, I just let my cards do the talking. A lot of people do a lot of slamming of dominoes just to get the attention that they don't have nothing in their hand, the same with cards. But had a great time. Thank you. The food was superb. The drinks were even better. And above all of that, the company and the collaboration was A1. So thank you so much, and we hope to do it again. But let's find out what Labor Day is all about. when I was a kid, we thought Labor Day was one where a lot of people had went into labor. And it's funny that we say that because nine months after January, some of those New Year's parties is Labor Day. And we always thought that was just something that where people would go on labor. But it's a day to recognize the work that's being put in the country. And it's good. Federal holiday. A lot of schools are out tomorrow. So while you're driving around, please be careful and make sure that you look out for the kids, the adults. People will be driving and drinking. Please be careful. The police will be out in great forces tomorrow and tonight, because a lot of people get started tonight. So you want to be especially careful wherever you may be. It's about the top of the hour, wherever you may be. This is Andrew Wiggum sitting in for Cheryl Smith. We came in a little late this morning, and we were having some difficulties. And, Cheryl's a little under the weather, trying to recuperate. So I got where I could just jump in and do what I do. Appreciate it. And we'll just, if you're listening, we need you to call in. Hit that one. Let me know that you want to speak. And if you're afraid to speak, please let somebody at the house and just ask questions. We want you to ask all kind of questions as we go. We have one of our listeners. I guess they have a dog in the background, so we'll see what's going on. But again, we want you to always support your HBCUs. We're going to try to feature some schools. We're all the way from the coast. It's just roll call. We got the week of the 22nd. It will be HBCU week. If you don't know what that's all about, I ask you to go and find out of how these schools got started. A lot of them, after the Emancipation Proclamation, President Lincoln in 1865 allowed the freed slaves to go to college and pick up all the information they needed to prosper in this country. Well, we know some 200, 300 years from now, hopefully things will be a lot better, but it's been a struggle over time. And most of the schools were land-grant schools. And what I mean by land-grant, a lot of them were agricultural schools where they were able to build, properties. Also, they experimented with a lot of fruit and vegetables. And that's how Tuskegee came into prominence with George Washington Carver dealing with the sweet potato. The Florida A&Ms, the Prairie View A&Ms, they actually have agricultural science on their campuses where they go and they have dairy farms and dealing with things of that nature so that we can deal with the agricultural aspects of our society. North Carolina A&T, that stands for agricultural and technical. They have a super, super ag majors. And also they have the technology. If you don't know, Jesse Jackson was a graduate of AT&T, North Carolina A&T. I always say AT&T. But, a lot of the black schools meant a lot for the countries, for this country, excuse me. A lot of them for the Southeast all the way to the Southwest. That's where we're primary with Wilberforce being one of the few ones that set up in the Midwest. But for the most part, where a lot of the blacks or African Americans migrated over time, whether it's by force or by their own cognizance. A lot of the schools from Virginia all the way down through South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Texas. And we're proud of our schools here in the Dallas area. Paul Quinn, if you didn't know, for the first time in a while, Paul Quinn, I serve as their sports information director. And of all years, Paul Quinn is going to field 15 young men on their basketball team and 15 young ladies. In the past, it's been about 5 or 6 young ladies, which can be a problem. Somebody foul out, somebody get hurt, then you're down to 4. And then you can finish the game with 4, but you have to start with 5. The guys have been 10 to 12. But now they're going to have 15, 50 young men as well. That's going to be key to competing for the Purple and Gold of Hall Quinn College. So much is going on. So many things we can talk about. We can talk about the election process that's going on. How Donald Trump is leading on the Republican Party. Still waiting word for Joe Biden to see whether or not he's going to compete against Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination for president of these United States. He kind of put President Obama in a tight spot, but he said, you know what? It's all about getting the Democratic Party in place. So he skated around that, which we know he would. He's a very diplomatic young man, and we're proud to have him serve as our president, the 44th president of these United States. We got some callers, and don't hang up. If you don't have a question, see if someone else is there at the house that could ask a question, because we're going as is. You know, we were having some technical difficulties, but I just kept working, and we got it on with Cheryl's help, who is not feeling well. Get well, Cheryl, get you some rest, and so that you can do what you do. But we're gonna give it a shot. See if someone can at least ask a question. Don't hang up. 757, do you have a question? They're having some difficulties there. Please let us know. Get your folks together. Find out what's going on. And remember, it is a Sunday show. The caller hung up. You know what we're going to do while we get a little something together? I am just so excited over the things that have transpired. I just love all week. I've been looking at prospective games that are coming up. I love, and when I say I love this time of year when the football is at a all-time high. And the kids are back in school good. I know some of the kids are trying to get home. You know, they've been in school 2 weeks. But it is what it is. But you know what? It's happy times. And when I'm happy, guess what I do?
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like it's cold. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Fell from heaven like a
throughout the world, whether it's in Atlanta, Richmond, Virginia, Hampton, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Tampa, Tallahassee, Miami, Mobile. Yes, Mobile. Beautiful city. If you've never been to Mobile, make sure you get down there and see down, as they call it, on the Gulf Shores. So much is going on. And, you know, just give us a call. We want to hear what you're thinking about on this Labor Day holiday. And we found out while we were on that little Kirk Franklin excursion there that Labor Day is a public holiday or day of festivities held in honor of working people in the United States and Canada on the first Monday in September. And many other countries celebrated on May 1st. Again, holidays celebrating the people who are working, usually the first Monday in September. And just remember, too, other countries celebrate this on May 1st. So, look, right here at Andrew's World, you're going to take something back with you that you did not have when you started listening. So, as we wind out, you know, the holiday, I want you to be safe, be careful, be sure that if you're drinking, have a designated driver. We can't stress that enough because we love you and we want you to be able to listen to us every week as we go. We want you to participate, so be careful over the holidays. Just so much. We got the NFL kicking up. Everybody starts next week. We hope you go ahead and get in your fantasy leagues. Our group is getting together this week, so I want to make sure that I get everything in, every single thing in, so that we can continue to do things that we enjoy within clean fashion, because a lot of people, these fantasy leagues are paying off a lot of money. You know, it's an enjoyment. It keeps the morale up as a football fan. So all of that is going on. You know what's going on, too? You know, we talk about it all the time, black lives, do they matter? You know, another incident here most recently when a young man was actually broke into a car dealership in Arlington, Texas, and jumping on cars, and the officer actually shot him four times. And mind you, again, the guy did not follow protocol. And damn, people can't talk. In this case, this young man, I don't know what he could have said differently or what he could have done that was different. But they did an autopsy, and they found out he had some marijuana in his system, a strain of marijuana. You know, you never know if it's actually grass or synthetic these days. But he also had a new drug that was out in the street that was a synthetic drug in his system that was four times the legal potency that was needed for an individual. They say you'll hallucinate, kind of similar to PCP. A man was jumping on the cars, took his car and battered him through the dealership barricade. And then the officer, not following protocol, a rookie, fired four shots and ended up being suspended or administrative leave until he can find out what's going on through the investigation. But again, Black Lives Matter. What are we doing, and what is the country doing to make sure that that component doesn't happen? As much as we have dialogue throughout the country, it's still happening. Still happening. And I just hate it every time Michael Brown, Darren Wilson, you name it, it's happening. Trayvon. What's going to go on? What's going to happen? Things are going on every single day. If it wasn't for social media, we probably would not know everything that's going on. Therefore, the few things that are cracking out, we're seeing what's going on. It really started out with the Rodney King. In L.A., you would have never known. Now, the original Denny, I think that was the name of the guy that pulled out of the truck. They were ready to show that, but they didn't want to show the officers beating up Rodney King. So it started with Rodney King, you know, with the social media and how things are being transferred very quickly. The Trayvon situation in Florida, the young man in South Carolina. You know, what's really, speaking of South Carolina, let me skip around a little bit. What's going on in South Carolina now? It's been kind of hush-hush. The young man, you know, I'm sure he's going to plead insanity. One of those things going on. What's really happening? You know, the young man down in Houston, he's been arraigned. It's unfortunate things that transpired there. But it seems like justice has a different angle. And is it just us that get the different? That's the word for the day, just us, or justice. You know, we think of justice is fair through the legal system for all parties. But it seems like when it's justice, it's just us that get punished for the crimes that we do. You know, and whether it's through the penal system or through death. You know, again, I pose the question, do like Black Lives Matter? You know, it's going to be a question that's going to be going on for years and years. Also, you know, in the presidential debate, they need to address it. It's a hot issue. Some may not try to address it. They are kind of skate around it. Ben Carson, who's a renowned neurosurgeon, pediatric neurosurgeon, who's making some ground. But you know what? The way America is, the way people like it, I can't see them putting two black presidents back to back. Boy, if that happens, I'm going to do cartwheels in the middle of the street. Now, if you know me, I'm going to say I'm pretty fit. A few challenge areas, but everything's cool. But you know, I still can do my cartwheel, my round off. It's a little bit more challenging. And I used to do a no-hand backwards flip. For those who didn't know, I think my leg's still strong enough to do it. But the upper part might be a little heavy for the leg. So, you know, my insurance is paid up, but I'm not trying to cash it in or have no one else cash it in. But again, black lives, do they matter? You know, whether it's the penal system, as I mentioned, or the death, you know, some of the discrepancies that are going on at work, there are things going on every single day. But you have to stay strong. And I'm telling you, some of the sidebars that we get at work, and they don't always look like the other people. We have African-American or African-American crime at the workplace. You know, you got to fight, as they say, we got to fight everybody, fight for what you can to get ahead of the game. But I think there are certain things that we expect. But when it comes to black managers or whatever, you know, it's a little hurting because I don't want any favors, but I want an opportunity to shine. And I'm sure others will want the same, to be able to produce, given a fair share. Well, in the past, those who have been bosses have not given us a fair share. Now, we can't even blame the other faces. There are faces that look like me, look like you, look like some of your friends, that the thing is still going on. You know. So, again, we need to get this thing straightened out. Quick, fast, and a hurry. Because I'm sure if a lot of white lives were killed, and I've seen signs, white lives matter too. Well, how about all lives matter? And I know we push because we are African American, because we're getting caught on the back end of a lot of these mischiefs that have happened. But all lives matter, and we need to live in harmony so that we can continue to grow in these great United States of America, because the world is watching. They've never watched this much in their lives or in the history of time. They have an African-American president. They're trying to see every move. You got Congress, never been this bold. But they are now, because we have an African-American president. What would happen when the next president, who may not be African-American, does it stop there or does it continue? What's the old adage? Only time will tell. So we're about 36 minutes, 24 in, 36 left for the top of the hour. Andrew Wiggum sitting in for Cheryl Smith. Truly, truly pleasure. Welcome to Andrew's World. We got so much going on. I want to again thank the good people on Bumblebee Street, with Shirley, Cassandra, Nikki, Toya, Cynthia, for the hospitality. on yesterday. We thank you so much. The food was great. The drinks were great. And I was the guy drinking a ball of Chaser. So if you don't have much orange juice, it's my fault. I couldn't do the cranberry. I love cranberry. It was a diet. Couldn't touch it. But again, I was drinking a ball of Chaser. And even more exciting and wonderful than the food and drinks was the opportunity to fellowship with friends. And that speaks volumes to me. And just wanted to let you guys know how much I enjoyed the hospitality on yesterday. Again, black lives do not matter. We need it. You know, what's going on with Sandra Bland? The case down in Prairie View. There's some things being said. Again, I would think if I returned to my alma mater, speaking from experience, with a job, I would be the happiest person in the world. But now, you know, young lady, school started. She never got a chance to get going. And not getting going is something that, you know, the world will never know. You know, what happened? I'm sure they spliced the tape down in Prairie View of this young lady, her adventures in the jail cell. You know, but I encourage all of you as listeners, be well educated listeners. Go and research some of this stuff. Go to Google, go to YouTube, find footage, and find out. There's so many things that's being held, you know, held back. But you need to find out what's going on. You know, again, around here in this area, in McKinney, with the kids and the officer. Again, our kids. You see the officer, if you look at the tape, there was a little Hispanic kid trying to take the video. He might have said one or two things, but he had more things on his mind. He was trying to catch a brother or a sister. So again, we have to pay attention. We have to hold people accountable for their actions. Again, black lives matter, but we need to stress all lives. Because again, we know the tale of the tape. Certain people get the coverage that they need. Most recently, it was a shooting down in Uptown. And they covered that right on the spot. There's shootings in South Dallas, shootings in Oakland, and never get the truck over there for live reports. What do we do? What do we do? We do whatever it takes to get it done. And we need to let them know all lives matter. Again, we just, you know, off cuff trying to make sure you get some information. Want you to not only be a good listener, but be a good educated listener. Get out here and find out everything. We want you to call back and ask anything you want. Anything. That way we can, you know, it's just an open forum today. Cheryl's been a rough morning as well. But HBCU football. Again, our program is getting pumped. Now, most of them are getting 300,000 or less, but it's only the tip of the iceberg because when Notre Dame or Florida State travels, you know, they get in excess of $2 or $3 million on travel. They give us a smidgen, $500,000 or $250,000, and that's good money for us. But at what expense? At what expense? All these 50 plus margin scores that the HBCUs suffered this past weekend. You got your money, but what is that doing to your character? What is that doing not only to your character, but to your work ethic? Are the kids looking at each other saying, you sorry? Is it breaking up a team? What is it doing? That's what we need to know. What is it doing to our student athletes? Good exposure. You know, some of the kids never dreamed of going to California or going here, going there. But we want to make sure that it's an enlightening experience for them. So you have to weigh those items as we, you know, embark on this particular pilgrimage. These kids are being pimped, I'm telling you. I love the exposure, love the money for the program, but what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? That's the name of the game. We need to hear from you and get things established. You know, we're here Monday through Friday. Excuse me, Monday through Saturday. And we just want to make sure that you get the message out and make sure that you spread it, that we're doing great things on air. Again, I apologize. You know, we're just trying to make things happen. We're going through a lot of things, and we just want you to be a part of it. Again, happy Labor Day to everyone. Someone that's online, we got a dog that's barking. So, some background noise. But you know what? That's good about live radio. You can do so much. And that's what we want. Again, as we embark on this last 30 minutes, we want to make sure that we, you know, just pay attention to things. Do some investing. Let's do things differently. You know, 15 is almost over. 16 is coming. So what we need to do is sit up and recognize, in order for us to survive as those people, we have to do some things that are going to preserve our legacy and make sure that our kids are in better shape than we were as adults. You know, it's getting better as time go on, but we still need our kids to be better off than we were. Invest. We've talked about investing here on this show, and we want you to go in. You can blog. You can do whatever you need to do. Chat so that we can get the information out to you. That's what we want. We want to get things going here so that we can make a difference. We got everything. Everything. Every single thing that's going on. And we need you to be a part of it. Need you to be a part of it. Please. Please, please, please. You know what? So much, again, is going on. And we just want you to participate. We want you to be able to come in and do things. We have a lot of kids who are trying to find their way that may not have no way out of no way, so to speak. But the thing is that we're going to have to take back and preserve our young. We can't eat our young anymore. A lot of people have been doing that. We need to be able to get in the situation so the young men and young women behind us can make a difference in this world. There's some smart kids out there. The resources are unlimited, but we need to make sure that they utilize all their resources. All of them. And, you know, that's my thing. Trying to utilize Twitter, too, for the hesitation. I apologize. And we'll do everything that we need to do. Again, you know, you're with Andrew Wiggum sitting in for Cheryl Smith this morning as we embark on a beautiful Labor Day weekend. People are traveling all over. Please be careful. Cops out today, out tomorrow. We need you to get back home safely. And I'm sure a lot of people with their kids out want them to get back home safely so they can finish what they started out. And that's graduation. Whether it's elementary, high school, or college, want these kids safe so they can complete their goals, their dreams. And we all can live happily ever after because we want things to happen. But again, so much is going on, and we need your help. Need your help. Don't forget the iMessenger Enterprises. We have iMessenger Weekly Magazine that comes out online. Check it out via Cheryl Smith. We have two publications, the Garland Journal, as well as the Texas Metro News. Well, to celebrate HBCU Week, I'm excited about that, the week of the 22nd. Again, as a listening audience, get out there and learn what's going on with our HBCUs. We want to make sure that we're out there doing things. You know, we got to call it, just say good morning. If you got something we need to discuss, what's on your mind? Good morning, caller. You're on Andrew's World. Oh, my caller's getting shy this morning. But that's okay. We appreciate you listening. Again, we're looking at the thing Black Lives. That's going to be a subject for a while to come. And, you know, it just hurts my heart. The alarming number of young African-American males and a few, and we have to say females now, their lives are being lost in the hands of our men and women of blue. You know, whether it's in Baltimore, Prairie View, Arlington, Texas, all this is going on around us. What do? We got to correct this thing. You know, you hear about cities with racial profiling, whether it's on the East Coast, if you're in the Hamptons down in New York, certain areas of Boston, Detroit, over in Bloomfield Hills, where a lot of brothers got some money out there. But if you're in Dearborn, where Ford is located, Highland Park here in Dallas, there's so much going on. And we have to pay attention. And we'll try it again. Brother Harold, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Brother Andrew.
Well, good. Good that you showed in. I know you're on your way to church. You know, we're looking at Black lives. Do they really matter? You know, we hear young men and young women in custody that are dying in the hands of our men and women in blue. What do you have to say before you go to church? Are you in church already?
No, not yet, but I'm getting ready here. Kind of update me on where you are, because, you know, of course I'm going to say they matter, but I'm also of that same thing that I believe all lives matter. But when we start saying ours matter, people seem to have a problem with it.
Right, right. But the thing is, Harold, that we have to keep fighting and keep doing. Now, all lives do matter, but I think we need to take some ownership to the little men and little ladies that look like you and I as well. And get them on the right course. Whether, you know, the village needs to come back. And parents, stop tripping, because we're trying to help you raise your child. We should not be trying to help you raise your child. If you give your kid the core values that are needed, then, you know, we can do things. But when it has to come from us, you know, I'm glad it came, and not so much that it didn't come at all. But don't get upset because you're not doing your part.
Well, that's true. Well, there has to be parental responsibility, you know. When we were coming up, our parents would just outright tell them, if you're not going to let me raise my child, I know what you're going to do them when you raise them with that system. So we didn't ever, we might have had the threat of somebody calling the police about child support, but we knew you better not do it.
Right.
You know,
so. And you know, the thing is these kids now, if you raise your hand or pull the belt, whatever the case may be, you know, you're not trying to hurt. But I think kids need you to understand there are boundaries to everything they do. But when you try to discipline your child and they talking about they're going to call Child Protective Service, go ahead. They take you out, you're going to miss. But when you leave your PlayStation, leave your clothes. I'll give you 2 days of clothes. But you ain't going to have it as good as you had it when you were here. And that's what they need to realize. The consequences associated with getting out of line. I think about in school. Harold, when we were in school, if you acted up in any way, there were some consequences. You were hoping that they patted you at school, but you know you got something coming on at the house. and mama, daddy, uncle, auntie, sister, if you had an older sister or brother, they gonna get in your hind parts trying to straighten things out. Now you got nephews trying to fight uncles because he's just as big as the uncle. I experienced something Friday night. Now, I knew the uncle was a little out of place, and we'll keep it at that. You know, he made a few too many trips to the car. But with that going on, the nephew, the uncle was trying to give him love. Nephew was like, back off me type thing. What is it going to come to? It's a shame that these things are happening. And you know what? We're just going to keep pushing. We got to be able to raise our kids in such a way that they are productive citizens, respecting the laws of the land, respecting the laws within the classroom, respecting adults, respecting authority. Those are the things that we need to be telling our children that they need to do. And if they learn the responsibilities of respecting authority, not to say that you always agree, but you got to respect it, then I'm sure with our campaign of All Lives Matter, then we won't have to have this conversation. Those are things that we need to follow up. And we challenge our sororities and fraternities that through mentorship and coaching, that we get things together. We get things together so that the young men and young women that we're working with will have a brighter future and have an opportunity to do things that we never got the opportunity to do and go places that we never thought we could go. They need to go. And I love the generation of 70, really 60 and older. I'm not quite there, but yet and still with the election of President Obama, they never thought, even older, 60 and above, that they would ever be a black president. But now, let's see, the history books have been changed. What's going to happen now? Remember when we were kids, they used to sell placemats with all the presidents on it. Let's see if they do that. And I'm going looking to make sure I can find something like that. But again, so much is going on. So much we need to know about. So much you need to read about yourself. Again, African-American newspapers give you a different perspective. Dallas Morning News tell you what they want to tell you. But the Garland Journal, Texas Metro News, iMessenger, Dallas Weekly give you a different spin and a different perspective on how things are being done. We have to keep that in mind as we go on. We also have to look at the justice system. I keep saying that. Is it just us that get put in jail or be on the wrong end of the barrel? What is it? We need for you to let us know, because I have no clue whatsoever other than telling these young men and women to be respectful, not only respect themselves, but others too. Get in there and do things that's right. And we need you. Need you because, you know what? Old man like me, I need somebody at work so we can get our Social Security. And a lot of people, because we're putting in, if you're working today, you're putting in Social Security for those who are there now. So we just want you to always, always be aware of what's going on. Gotta love it. Gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. It's about 15 minutes to the top of the hour, you know, and we made it. Wow. That's our thing. Black Lives Matter. Justice. Gonna leave you with some things to really contemplate on this week so that when we come back next week, we'll have some dialogue as well. Again, so much is going on. Black history is being made every single day. I looked at some of these programs that play football. A lot of the black coaches you know, have coached at stellar institutions, as they call it. The coach at Norfolk, you know, they fell short yesterday. The coach used to be in Virginia. So a lot of coaches are branching out, and it's a shame that the only places some of them are getting opportunities are at our historically black colleges and universities. Brilliant minds, but still, you know, when coaching jobs are at surplus, we're still deficient in the amount of minorities that are filling those positions. And there are some good coaches, great coaches of color, that we need them to be a part of that system. You know, so that just rocks my heart again, you know, just the way things are. But we can talk about it, read about it, but let's do something about it. And I need your help. I challenge everyone out there to make a difference in the lives, not only your family members, but the other kids and others that are touched or within your reach. Make a difference in their lives so that we can make a change in the lives of others to come. Got to do it. As we wind down, we're 14 minutes away. And everybody's going to church, getting ready, and what have you. Want to wish them well, say a prayer for everyone, and ask them to solicit prayers from everyone as well. You know, you never know what people are going through. Any little help, spiritual help, will make a difference in their lives. And I know it will make a difference in my life as well. So, again, so much is going on as we close it down with 13 minutes left. Get involved. Do something. You know, volunteer your time. I know we're all tired and doing things, but make it a little better for someone else. If you're fortunate enough to do a lot of time of volunteering, do that. We need you to do that. Such a difference with little kids that look like me when they see somebody that's giving their time. You know what? You could be their idol. You could be their hero. Okay? I'm like Charles Barkley. I don't want to be your hero. But if there's something I can do to make your life better, and if I have to mentor a coach, I will. Because our young men and young women don't have a lot of male role models. They're learning on the cuff, in the streets, which isn't good because they're going to get the wrong version of that home cooking, the wrong version of that training, which happens in the street, is not at the home. Something's wrong with that. We need everyone to step up so these kids can make a difference in their own lives. We need your help. We need your help. The influence that you can have on young people or even people, your coworkers, is unbelievable. A lot of people look up to you. You know what? Take them under the wing. I've done that. But, you know, sometimes we have to be strong because some of the people that you train and you're cordial to, when they move and, you know, whatever means it took for them to climb ahead of you, so be it. You know, I feel always, I'll say this 1,000 times, if you kiss enough butt, you smell like one. So if you're going to lose your dignity over something, to climb above something, then you got some issues. But again, have some integrity about you. I stress that all the time. Have integrity. Because when you have integrity, you know what? That means a lot. You don't have to come back and change the story, anything like that. There are people who are paid to lie. There are people who don't get paid to lie anyway. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. The truth shall set you free. But that's what we need. More people telling the truth. As we have 10 minutes left, you know, I'm going to try to kind of summarize everything. Again, we apologize for getting on a little late, but you know, better late than never. Cheryl's resting, and we'll wish her, you know, she gets all the rest that's needed so she can continue doing the things that she does well, extremely well. You gotta love it. And, you know, so again, it's Sunday, Labor Day weekend. Remember the definition, we honor the men and women who work. And it's observed the first Monday of every September, both in Canada and the United States of America. Most other countries honor this day on May 1st. So you heard it here. You heard it here. Got so much going on, so many things to talk about. We appreciate you listening this morning. Again, I apologize for getting on the air late. Well, better late than never. Again, I want to close out with this. I see we got some HBCU fans. And I pose this question. Are we doing good for our programs by playing these large institutions or strong powerhouses in football? I mentioned earlier, when Florida State, University of Miami, any of these top-tier schools travel to another school, they get millions of dollars. We travel, we either get a quarter of a million, three and a quarter, or I don't think anyone has ever got $500,000, at least not from an HBCU. If they have, you all let me know what's happening, because I would love to find out. But or what are we doing to the psyche of our teams? Are we beating them down for a buck? Okay. Is it building character or is it tearing down character? Are you creating dissension in the ranks with the kids and saying, man, you sorry, you can't hold a block, you can't do this? What are these games doing for us? Are they destroying our colorful HBCU look? All right, Lonnie, what's going on, man?
Good morning, brother.
Good, good. Did you hear that little spillway?
I just caught the last part about the HBCU playing the big Division I school.
Right. Is it to our advantage or is it a disadvantage when we play these games?
That's a really, really tough question. And I think that's one that probably the program struggle with. But if you're an athletic director and this is going to help you make your budget, you're looking at numbers. At the same time, I guess, you know, a coach, you might be able to recruit, say, hey, you know, you say you got this kind of talent. Well, we play, you know, D1 schools. But, I mean, it's pretty much a given that we're going in as, quote-unquote, a sacrificial lamb, so to speak, where we're going to take a beat down. But generally speaking, now there may have been days past before a lot of our talent was widely recruited at some of these other schools, and we were able to garner more of our talent at the HBCU that, you know, we should compete, you know, on a level-for-level basis. But when you look at the depth of the team, and I think that's the difference, it's just the depth. You may have a few players that have that talent that the other team has, sometimes even at some of the skill positions, but overall the depth is just not, you're not going to be able to compete consistently. Game last night, we were in the game the first half, self-destructed pretty much, even the points we gave up in the first half, but second half, you know, the depth, you know, shows through for the other team, the number of scholarship players they have. But if your school needs that to help make the budget for whatever reason, then I think pretty much as long as, and like you say, you know, it may not be the payday we think it should be, but if that's helping a team make its budget, that's just a tough call to make. I would not want to be the one making that decision.
Right. Well, you know, I like being in the fire. If I had to make that decision, I think I would hold off because, you know, again, what is it doing to the character of your team? We're making our budget, okay? Well, how about when we didn't play those teams back in the day? And I know pretty much, and let's look at the state of Florida. At one time, it was Florida, Florida State, Miami.
Correct.
FAMU and Bethune would get the third and fourth best, I'm sorry, fourth and fifth best player off a team.
Correct.
But now with the advent of South Florida, FIU, FAU, Central Florida, to just to name a few, I think the pool talent has dwindled because of we're not getting
it.
Right.
Yeah, you just don't get that you're not getting it. Yeah.
So I truly understand that. But what is it doing to the character of our young men? Okay, you know, you and I playing together, I think you're the best defensive tackle in the world, Lonnie. Okay? And then the way they blow you off the line, then I sit up there and I'm like, Lonnie, you ain't everything you cut out to be. Okay? And then you come back and say, Andrew, you ain't all that either. So I'm sure it was some dissension among the ranks, you know, with these schools. And I just hate that these kids getting pimped for a dollar. Because
it's a tough call. It's a tough call, Drew.
Yeah. And, you know, let's get back to the point where we need to really focus on our student athlete. We're ineligible because we didn't graduate anybody. So we need to get that stuff straight.
I'm going to tell you what. A lot of it starts, though, Andrew, it starts with us. You know, when we look in the mirror, you know, we'll show up at our HBCUs and we'll cheer. And, yeah, we rah-rah for the band or whatever. But the bottom line, I mean, how many dollars are we really, you know, sending back to our alma maters, and how supportive are we financially?
Right.
You probably got a 20%. It's almost like, you know, the traditional black church. You know, 20%
right.
of the people carrying, you know, 100% of the weight.
Right.
So
it's tough.
So ultimately, it ends and begins really with us. And some of that, if you really think about it, or you think about the generation that before, some of our parents, and even maybe the generation before them, the loyalty and, you know, that pipeline, and some of it was, you know, they didn't have a choice. That was really pretty much where they had, you know, the only options they had. And like you said, you named all those other schools just in Florida. That talent that we would normally get, UCF, USF, FIU, FAU, just the ones that we can think of right off the bat.
Right.
That's where they're going now. That's where they're going. So it's hard.
And the resources. Yeah.
And the resources. You know, you bring them on their campus and you walk them around and they see the facilities. You know, they see, you know, what that program is able to offer them, that potential exposure. And, yeah, we get people from HBCUs that make it to the next level. And a lot of them, whether they make it to the NFL, a lot of them make it in the Canadian League and, you know, other avenues and venues. But for the most part, it's just so hard to compete. Like I said, I would not want to be the one having to make that decision, but we see it all across the country. But, I mean, not even with just HBCUs, though. Other division, you know, 1AA or however they, you know, the division is referred to now, does it as well. You know, where they play the Division I schools, and the Division I schools put them on there. What was it a couple of years ago? Appalachian State upset, was it Michigan or Michigan State?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
Well, as we come to a close, Lonnie, we're going to have to, that's some deep stuff. But I was looking at Rutgers 63-13, you know, as we bring this last minute in, we're winding it down. You know, Lonnie, thank you. We're gonna discuss this a little bit more. But I want to say congratulations to Cheryl. 34 years ago, she came to Dallas, and we love what she's doing and everything she's done for the city of Dallas and the world itself. And I got a text from Lonnie where she was saying that, you know, we got to stop crying and get some games on that belt. But the thing is that it's a hard call, Cheryl. And get some things done. again, it's all about numbers. We got to get the numbers up at FAMU so that we can get the resources. And we need to keep our people accountable so that they can utilize the monies for the best university. All right. So the last 10 seconds, Lonnie, I thank you so much. And for everyone, you know, we're going to do this again next week. Thank you, Andrew Wiggum. Always remember, stay black.
Peace.
Peace.